Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Joyce Nickerson, date of birth 12/14/1953, date of procedure October 18, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg Geo. Referring physician is Dr. Maris Ramsey. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication, abdominal pain, comma nausea, comma vomiting, comma constipation, comma history of PUD. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all experienced at the patient period. Patient was brought to endoscopy, so he placed in a left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service and monitors anesthesia care period. A well lubricated lymphocytic vesicle was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum both second and third portion of the duodenum period. Comma, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex view was obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position into true rectal exam as normal. While lubricated lymphocytic video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin or psilocybin complex with Fulcher period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the descending colon, cytoflexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. The TI was also intubated. Period. A retroflex view was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel prep was good. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Boston bowel prep score was 9-3-3-3. Period. Findings at upper endoscopy. Number one, unremarkable esophagus, Z-line regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block, gastric erythema, status post cold biopsy, for. To rule out H. pylori, duodenum to D3 unremarkable, status post cold biopsy to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colon. There was a approximately 5 millimeter cephal transverse colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon cephal polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was diverticulosis on the left side. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids of a non-bleeding period. Plan number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number 2, high fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed. Number 3, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 to 5 years, pending path period.